Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Roaming microphone yet. I'll try to stay up here. How's that sound? This is a hard chore for me to stand in one spot because I feel separate. I do want to tell me several times. I can't believe we're sitting here today. I do want to talk about something fairly serious this morning. Louder, please. My people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I think that's a problem that still holds true today. That was a few hundred years before the time of Christ. But brothers and sisters, look at the world today and you're going to find out people are ignorant of God. And they don't understand what God wants them to do and how God wants them to behave. And unfortunately, too many times that crosses over into the church as well. We're forming or living in ways they shouldn't be living and doing things that would not be good examples. Doing things that would not be encouraging to the brethren. Doing things that could be harmful to the soul. And so today I want to talk about us and honoring our commitments and the commitments that we make to our Lord. You know, whenever we agree with God and submit ourselves to His will and become a child of God, that involves a change of one toward another and how we should conduct ourselves in this life. And there's challenges for each and every one of us because we all have what I call our strong personalities. And what do I mean by that? There are things we are very strong in and we have strong convictions and we reflect them out for the world to see. But there's always seems like there's a battles within us. I mean, how many of you sitting out there today, God had battles within you over things that you do, things that you say, how you ought to behave yourself, even within, you know, your own families, within the relationship in the church. And so when people look at us, what they need to be seeing is God, Christ, living in us. When we sing the song, it is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in you. So if Christ were down here standing beside you today, and he looked at you, would he be looking at himself? Would he see in you himself and the things that we proclaim to be as a child of God? Well, today I want to encourage to drive on and to be what God would have us to be. You know, Malachi was written, well, they called it roughly 400 years before the time of Christ. But it carries so much information for you and I today. And we're going to be talking about our relationships and about the things that we have and how Malachi was writing to a people that have lost their love and lost their zeal for God. And it became evident in the way that they conducted themselves. And so Malachi chapter 1, he's going to be dealing with some different thoughts here. But some of them have to do with, are we keeping the commitments that we make to God? Are we keeping the commitments we make to our fellow man? All the time that I tend to be something, but my actions may show me to be something else. I can tell you that I'm the brightest person in the world, but all you have to do is spend a few minutes with me and you realize. And so I challenge each and every one of us to take a real good look at ourselves. Why? Because we need to do this regularly. Examine ourselves so that we are found worthy in the sight of the Lord. Examine ourselves so that we are building up the body of Christ through the actions and deeds that we do. Examine ourselves so we're strengthening ourselves and preparing ourselves for the judgment day. I ask you, is there any day more important in your life than who you spend eternity with? In Malachi 2:3, it deals with the idea of, so if you have your Bible standing, you can turn over Malachi. I'm going to probably refer more than read. Malachi, we have these strong, strong thoughts. And I think to myself, what was wrong with the end that they were the very Malachi? He's having some strong, like says, some strong thoughts come through. Now ye, O ye priests, this, I'm in verse 1, by the way. Commandment is for you, if ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay heart to give glory unto my name, saith Jehovah of hosts, then will I send the curse upon you, and I will curse, I have cursed them already, because why? Not lay it to heart. Behold, spread dung upon your face, taken away with it. Brothers and sisters, behold, I will rebuke your seed. And he talks about not being what we're saying we're to be. Not being committed on talking here to a group of people who lost their identity. You know, we look at them in their worship service and they think that they're praising God. Many people today in the world think that they're serving Christ. But they're not. Malachi is dealing very heavily with that. And so I thought it important because in years, as many of you know, I was in sales for many years relating to the public and dealing. And I found it interesting because there are certain things, brothers and sisters, successful people have in common. And successful people work life. But on the other side of it, there's successful things that people in their spirit put God first. Amen. Many of us are truly putting God first. Putting him forward as the actor, or are we putting forward truly as the guide of our life? And what God would have us to be so that when the world looks at us, once again, they see Christ living in us. There's an article I was reading, and I thought this was interesting. It's called a man named Jack Canfield, writing the success principles. He asked participants, this is what I want, seminars, to agree to a list of 15 ground rules. No alcoholic beverages until the training is over. He makes them sign a form in their workbook that says, I agree to keep all these ground rules. On the morning of the third day, ask everyone who has broken one of the ground rules to stand up. Now, this is the ground rules that he had for his program here, but God has ground rules for us as well. So I always tell people, you know, my word, and if I give you my word, character's ability to carry out a good resolution long after the excitement of the moment has passed. How many times in your life have you seen people get moved by something and are so inspired that they say, I want to do that. I've got the workouts. We watch it out, right? New Year comes around, we make a commitment. I'm going to lose 20 pounds and I'm going to work out every day. At the end of the month, you say, I remember I made that commitment. Sometimes when serving God, that's the things we do as well. We make a commitment, we're going to live a life that is godly, and yet it lasts for a little while and we go out and we live just the opposite. Remember, brothers and sisters, when the world looks at Christ, or they're looking at you, they're looking at Christ and what you profess Him to be. Whenever we leave this building, we need to be a Christian through and through, not just in word. Brothers and sisters, a challenge for each one of us. Your life works to a degree you keep your agreements. Honoring commitments impacts all dimensions of life. Do you honor commitment? Whenever we make a commitment to somebody, we need to follow through with our commitments. And if I'm going to make a commitment to you to do the very best that I can do, well, Sunday morning something will pop up. I'm sure I can entertain with whatever. Brothers and sisters, it's my job to teach the word of the Lord. It's my job to encourage all of us to be obedient to it. And if I ever lose focus of that and decide to entertain myself, so do you honor commitments you make to your family? Challenge that one. Do you honor commitments that you make for reason? Because what the Three Stooges. Anybody know who the Three Stooges are? I'm glad to see a young man does. He has my taste. I like the Three Stooges, always loved them. Brothers and sisters, watch them on TV and you think, boy, look at those clouds, look at those. Brothers and sisters, they pretend to be dummies. But yet sometimes we tell people we're brilliant, but they look at us. I've had people look at me and I think, and think to myself, we're carrying through with what God would have us to do. And that's what he's telling, saying, all this stuff has been done for you. But what I'm trying to make is that, dwelling on this, the things that you do and the way that Christ would be doing. That's the things that he would be doing in your life. And so Malachi, brothers and sisters, he provided a very strong rebuke to them in a way that he tells them that they are responsible for their actions. They're responsible for the things that they do. He said, if you don't listen, take it to heart to honor my name, Malachi 2:2. Brothers and sisters, the things that we do in this life either bring honor to God or they don't. And it's no more seen by anyone than it is in the family of the Lord. So bring honor to the Lord with the things that you do. One thing to believe something is true, not hearers only. Sometimes we hear it and we say, man, that's a great idea. And we go out and we start to do it, and we have all the zeal that goes with it. We start to do it, and like I mentioned a few minutes ago, it lasts for a few days. You're a Christian whether people are looking at you or not. You're a Christian, brothers and sisters, because you made a doers of the word and not hearers only. I provided models for this in our life. When Samuel was young, he says, you know, he heard God's voice. Tell God to keep instructing us through his scriptures. Are we listening to God in the way that God would have us to listen, or only picking out the things? I'm going to tell you what I truly believe. I believe that if everybody was listening to God with the way that God had listened, you would have one church in the world today. One church, one faith, one hope of our calling. Without other people sitting in different places in the world telling you to be saved in various different ways. There is one faith, brothers and sisters, and one spirit. That sounds like Ephesians 4:4, doesn't it? So with that in mind, brothers and sisters, we need to be working toward the same goal, toward the same cause of not being just hearers of the word, but being truly doers of it. And not one, brothers and sisters, so that only when people are looking at us are we being a faithful child of God. We have to be obedient whether people see us or not. And when I say have to, I'm talking about we as Christians must have the commitment to be obedient whether people are watching. And I think this is interesting because sometimes people see things within you that you don't even recognize yourself. In our character that we don't recognize. And when somebody sees a weakness in my character, you know what I want them to do with that? Hunger. Relying. Revere God, he tells us in verse 5. We need to stand in awe of God. And I tell people that this is a very, very, a lot of things in this life that I find amazing. Probably most of us in our generation. All the different things that go along with it. Rather than following the word of God to know what that is. Ask me if something seems like a good idea. I may tell you, man, that's a great idea. Go right out and do it. But it may not be God. Balance anything and check anything that I say to see whether or not it's of God. Brothers and sisters, that what I'm teaching you is correct in the sight of the Lord and correct from God's word. Revering, brothers and sisters, have reverence for God. Obey God. love God, keep His commandments. The crisis that we have in so many churches today is they've lost their first love. And I tell people that. We look out at all these denominations out here and we say, look at these people out there. They have no clue on how to serve God. Because they were inspired to become wrong. It's because they want to worship God. Worship Him. Christ that paid for our sins is much greater than sacrifice. Brothers and sisters brought our sins. The word that translates tribes are having his back. Lost with his back ripped to pieces. All the time. You can use words for any means that you want. Only just a word. And it doesn't have the command. Can't do it. Then don't tell people we're going to do it. I tell God that I'm going to, and the minute I walk out this door, I head for the local bar and do whatever I can do. Invited me back tonight knowing that I did that. Okay. For the people who couldn't hear me. Okay. I think it's important that word and deed, we need to do many of us. And when I say body of Christ, us in the world, do it in name, but not in deed. God asked you a question. Called in outsiders. To describe you. I told a long time ago, if you really want to find out what type of person you are, wife, she has no problem telling you, okay? At least after you've been married for a while. When you're newlywed, sometimes you're brought on the need for that repentance. Challenge for you and I, put God first. Go out into this community living godly lives, inviting people into the services of the Lord. We can go out there with the word of God, teaching them, they will come. Come into here and they see us not being what we profess to be. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Find out what type of Christian you are. Today, we need to be growing in the Lord. Do it little steps at a time. Last challenge is grow in the Lord, we will grow in numbers. Brothers and sisters, we're here to save Christ. I would ask you, why here and you're a child of God and you have not been faithful. Brothers and sisters, repentance is just not wrong. You change it. Still doing things that are wrong? Stop it. That's what brings us into fellowship. With you here this morning and you need to answer the gospel for remission of your sins. Are you true?